Chapter 3. It's easier to find a house for a buyer than a buyer for a house. Get investors lined up to buy wholesale from you. If you've been watching TV, you may have seen some of the house flipping shows and how they buy, rehab, and sell a house in 30 minutes. Now that's kind of far-fetched. Selling a house at full price on the retail market is difficult and time-consuming. You have to show it over and over to people who seem interested, but you never hear from them again. You wait and wait and wait for someone to make an offer. Then you get an offer and have to go through the agony of negotiation, followed by an inspection and then an appraisal. Then, if you finally get a signed contract, you've got to wait until the buyer can find financing. This whole process is complicated, time-consuming, and unpleasant. It's no way to make money, in my opinion. In fact, if you follow me at all, you may have heard me say in the past that I love real estate, but hate rehabs. But as a real estate day trader, I do none of that. Yet, I have buyers lined up to buy from me. I send out a simple email, and within a few hours or less, I usually get multiple offers. Pick one and keep the others as backups in case my first buyer falls through for some reason. A lot of realtors have deals fall through at the last minute because of financing, inspection, and so on. And then they have to put the property back on the market. When that happens to me, I already have a backup offer ready to go. Is that great or what? Why is this so easy? It's because I have highly motivated buyers who are hungry for the houses I sell. It's all about finding houses for buyers. Most people think about finding buyers for their houses. I think about house selling in a whole different way. I think about finding houses for my buyers. I concentrate on finding houses to sell to investors and other buyers at wholesale prices. My buyers only buy wholesale. They never pay full retail. These investors rehab the house and then sell it to homeowners who will get a conventional loan, live in it, maintain it, and pay the mortgage, taxes, and insurance. Or they will sell or finance it or rent it out or lease option it to people who will live in it and pay enough rent for the investor to cover all expenses and make a positive cash flow. Some of your cash buyers will also be buyers that will fix it up and move into it. I also do seller financing and lease options as well. However, using the day trading system is the fastest way to quick cash to pay the bills and have funds for long-term investment. Real estate day trading versus real estate investment. Real estate day trading is a real estate business, not an investment. I provide a service, providing properties to investors at wholesale prices, and I get paid a fee for my service like any other service provider. When I want to invest my money long-term, I invest in lease option and seller finance properties, triple net lease commercial properties, or use my money to become a day funder or hard money lender to other investors and or rehabbers. My buyers, on the other hand, are real estate investors and or rehabbers. They invest their money buying the property and making the repairs necessary to bring a house to excellent condition in order to sell it retail or lease it to end user consumers. It's just like a manufacturing business. The manufacturer produces the product and sells wholesale to stores that retail to the public. In this case, I don't make the product, but I find products, houses, that retailers, investors, rehabbers, fix up and sell or rent to the public, the homeowner or renter. They make profits from renting or selling the product, houses, retail. Investors' buyers are very motivated. They are hungry for more and more product, houses, to fix up and sell. They've got to have a lot of houses in the pipeline in order to make a profit. The more houses they buy and fix up, the more profit they make. Homeowners buy houses to live in. They only buy a few houses throughout their lives and are very particular about what they buy. It's a very personal thing. The house has to be right for them, and everything has to be in tip-top condition. They take a long time making up their minds on a house. They need to fall in love with it before they buy it. It's not so with investors. Investors never think of houses in terms of whether they would live there themselves. To investors, a house is just a product to retail to end users. Their decision is completely impersonal and by the numbers. They will buy a house quickly if it's the type of house they can fix up and sell fast and if they can buy it at a low enough price. If you give these investor buyers what they want, they will buy over and over from you. Think like a supplier. You don't have to waltz real estate investors around a property and do a song and dance to get them to buy. You don't have to dress up the property. You don't have to tell them how nice the neighbors are or how great the school system is. But they don't buy just any house at any price in just any location. They have many definite needs in a house. If you bring them houses that fit their needs, you won't have to work hard to find them. They'll beat a path to your door, and once you have a buyer, you can sell houses to that same buyer many times over. I have one investor buyer who has bought over 20 houses from me. But first, you need to learn what they need. If you can supply them with what they need, you'll become very rich and successful, and you won't have to work very hard. The trick is that you've got to think like a supplier. What kind of houses do they buy? The vast majority of investor buyers are looking for what I call bread and butter houses. You should focus on modest houses located in low to middle income areas that are in need of repair, in my opinion. It's as simple as that. Yet most real estate beginners go wrong by making things too complicated. They have no strategy for choosing where and what to buy and how much to pay. They often end up buying houses they can't possibly make money on, get disappointed, and they quit. Just stick with modest, low to median priced houses in need of repair. Houses in need of repair are the most profitable because they are the easiest houses to buy dirt cheap. Investors want these houses so they can build what's called sweat equity. They sell the house for a higher value than the cost of repairs. For your investor buyers to make a profit, they need houses they can buy dirt cheap. They've got to be cheap enough so that you can collect a sizable fee and still sell it to your buyer at a low wholesale price. So you have to be able to buy the house below wholesale. The reason to focus on low-priced houses is this. Most of your investor buyers want low-priced houses that they can easily afford to buy with cash without the hassle of financing or the need to get a hard money loan or a private money loan. Now, more about that later. When you get into higher-priced houses, you lose a lot of buyers because they don't have enough cash to buy houses with those kinds of price tags, or they are scared to take on such a big mortgage. Using traditional mortgages to buy investment houses is not an option. It's too slow and it's too hard for most investors to qualify. Banks don't like to lend on fixer-uppers. Later, I will show you how to get the money you need and how to help your investor buyers get all the money they will need as well, which makes it easier for them to buy from you. You are not going to find many low-priced houses in need of repair in upscale neighborhoods. There may be some, but they are few and far between. Even if you find a $300,000 home in need of repair in a nice neighborhood, it will be harder to sell to your investor buyer because very few of them will have that kind of cash to buy a house from you at a moment's notice. As real estate day traders, we want to deal only with buyers who can close fast. The $300,000 house I used in this example is much higher than the median price home in my area. If you live in an area like Orange County, California, $300,000 would be below the median for that area. It's true that some investors make great money on upscale houses. In fact, a couple of years ago, I day traded a house for $345,000 that I had under contract for $300,000. All I had invested was a $500 deposit. But that's not your typical real estate day trading deal. Real estate day trading is when you focus on low to middle income houses that are in need of repairs. If you do so, you'll find 10 times as many hungry investors who will buy properties as is sight unseen from you. Give them these houses and you will have buyers who will come back to you over and over again to buy more houses. It's a great repeat business. Low income doesn't mean no income. Let me be completely clear. I'm talking about clean, safe, low to middle income areas. Places where people work and raise families, where people want and can't afford to live. I'm not talking about what I call war zones. War zones are high crime areas where many of the residents don't work. These are unsafe areas where crime is rampant and property values are extremely low. If you are selling to a buyer that will be renting out the property instead of retailing it, then they will be more likely to be more interested in lower priced properties. When selling to a fix and flip rehabber, the ARV or after repaired value needs to be high enough to attract buyers that will want that kind of property and be able to qualify for a mortgage. In other words, people who are buying a home with a mortgage to live in it do not typically buy in areas where most of the houses are rental houses. Most houses are not for you. You can ignore most of the houses on the market. Most of these houses are being sold by realtors and homeowners who want to sell their houses retail for full market price. They want to sell, but they don't need to sell. There's a big difference. People who merely want to sell are not motivated enough to sell to you at below retail prices. You don't want to pay any attention to the majority of the houses listed at full retail price. We do buy a lot of properties from realtors, but most of them are bank-owned properties. Think about it. Banks are in the lending business, not the real estate business. There is no chance of a bank taking a property off the market because they decided not to sell it. Banks are going to sell it eventually, and the sooner, the better for the bank. Buying houses in low to middle income areas that are in need of repair at below wholesale prices eliminates a lot of the houses on the market. It's important to be absolutely clear on this. A good rule of thumb I learned a long time ago is if there are people jogging in the neighborhood, then the area is probably a little too nice to focus on. The next chapter tells you exactly how to find the houses priced to meet your standards. That can easily satisfy your buyers and will give you a hefty fee. In South Carolina, where I live, these low-income houses usually sell from $50,000 to $150,000 retail, the lower-priced ones being the rental properties and the higher-priced ones being the retail properties. In your area, that number may be the same or it may be higher. You should just target houses that sell right at or below the median price for existing single-family homes in your area. Goldilocks houses. Not too big, not too small, just right. Most of your buyers will be looking for houses that are not too big and not too small. Big houses are more expensive. Fewer buyers will be able to come up with the cash to buy them. The ideal house to sell to investor buyers has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and is typically less than 1,600 square feet. These are what I call Goldilocks houses. You can vary this somewhat. 3-bedroom, 1-bath houses are okay if they are large enough, at least 900 square feet. 4-bedroom, 2-bath houses are also good. Don't buy anything smaller than 750 square feet. Home buyers don't want them, realtors don't want them, and your investor buyers know this, and they will not typically buy them from you. Also, many lenders have guidelines that will not allow them to make a loan on a house with less than 750 square feet. I personally will not buy anything less than 900 square feet. You might consider buying a large 2-bedroom house that has enough space to add a 3rd bedroom within the existing square footage. Your investors might be able to make money on that, but you will have to get it for a very low price to afford the cost of constructing a 3rd bedroom. Make sure you can add the 3rd bedroom within the existing square footage. It is much cheaper to do that than to add square footage. One of my students came to me with a 2-bedroom, 1-bath house they could pick up very cheap. He wanted to fix it up and sell it retail. It was a great deal, but I advised him not to buy it. When he asked why, I told him that he would never be able to sell that house. Nobody would want to buy it because almost anyone that could qualify for a home mortgage would not want a 2-bedroom home. Most qualified home buyers are looking for houses with at least 3 bedrooms. Of course, there are exceptions to every rule. Some home buyers may want to live in a 2-bedroom, but you drastically reduce the number of retail buyers who may want the property if it is a 2-bedroom. I always believe in going for the low-hanging fruit. That's why I stick with 3-bedroom houses. My buyers, investors favor them. Avoid townhouses, condos, and multifamily. To make the most money in real estate day trading, you've got to grab the low-hanging fruit. I always go for the big numbers. The biggest money and the easiest deals are in the low to middle income areas. Not too big, not too small, that need repairs. Ignore the rest. This includes multifamily houses like duplexes, triplexes, or quads. People who can qualify for mortgages on those don't want to live in them. Also, I would stay away from townhouses and condos. They are more difficult to rent out with a positive cash flow because of the association fees that have to be paid monthly. Also, they don't hold their value as well and are more susceptible to market corrections. Your investor buyers want to buy detached, single-family houses, not too big, not too small, that need repairs, located in low to middle income areas. That should be your focus and your only focus in day trading, at least in the beginning. That's how you can get them lining up to buy houses from you.